It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. Friday before Christmas and all through, well, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Looking forward to what we hope will be a very good weekend. Hope everybody gets a chance to spend that with family and friends. Speaking of family, looky here. Hi, Brett. How are you this morning?
I got some help in here this morning.
Yeah, I see. Obviously, you didn't come straight from the shop because you stopped to pick up a friend.
She came in early this morning so she could help Dad out with the ad. I'm going to do the first one, and she's going to do the second one. This is my daughter, Hannah, and she's going to be here and help us this morning.
Well, very well. Christmas is a family time, so might as well make it a family affair. Yeah. Tell us about Camblin's.
One of the most soothing things in life is a great fireplace. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries Lennox's full lineup of direct vent fireplaces, Hargrove's full line of gas logs, and we even have outstanding electric units that look extremely real. No matter what your wants may be, Camblin Plumbing and Heating will be able to offer you a large variety of products to make your fireplace a focal point of your home, as well as an economical way to heat your house. From freestanding units to built-in models to great fireplace inserts, Lennox offers it all in a combination of Lennox and a combination of Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating should give you the confidence of quality and safety. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Well, this morning we are going to visiting during the holidays a little bit. We're going to talk about some issues involving hearing. We want everyone to be a part of the conversation when everybody gets together with family and friends for the holidays here this weekend. Cindy Angeroth joins us this morning. She is the outreach coordinator for the Iowa School for the Deaf. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
It really is an issue. I mean, we take it for granted, and now not everyone is deaf and has serious issues with that. It seems as we age, we all have hearing issues to deal with in different degrees, and sometimes we just want to ignore it.
That's true, and actually at any given time, there's about 20% of the population who does suffer from a hearing loss, and by the time we're 80, half of us will. So if we don't face this issue now, we or our spouse or someone in our family definitely is going to be affected by not being able to hear like they could.
Well, and sometimes it's just the natural aging process. Other times it's, what we've done, where we've been, what we're involved in during our lifetimes that kind of accelerates that process.
That's true. So much environmental noise we're exposed to. It's a noisy environment now, more than ever before. And complicate that with all of our iPods and our cell phones. We're exposed to a lot of things that aren't great for our ears.
Well, and while we think of folks who do have complete hearing loss as being folks who do have to communicate through lip reading, perhaps, or through sign language and things, I think lip reading is a lot more common than we realize. I think we all practice that at different times.
That's true, and you're looking at the context which you're using that lip reading in, too, because lip reading really is a tough thing to do, and you have to think about, right now, stop where you are and pronounce the words mop and pop. Look how close your lips were in those shapes. They were almost making the same word. Very difficult to distinguish from a person who's trying to read your lips. So quickly, they have to put into context, what word are you using? Which one makes sense? They've got to substitute through their list of vocabulary till they find the one that fits in their right.
Yeah, it's got to be tough to have to figure out in context what everything actually is, as opposed to just being able to identify immediately. And, it's almost like trying to watch a movie with subtitles. You feel like you're missing half of it.
And they're working very hard to make that happen. They're working very hard to understand. And that can lead to a lot of just getting tired of a conversation quicker than the normal. Maybe people aren't bored with us, but, they've had to concentrate on our faces and what we're trying to say so hard that, sometimes it's just not worth it.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get together as families this weekend, and anywhere from the very young to grandma and grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, you're going to have, odds are, you are going to have someone at your holiday celebration this year who has some sort of hearing issue, whether it's being dealt with, maybe not at all, or being dealt with hearing aids and some sort of other aids like that. It can be frustrating, and just because someone has hearing aids doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be able to hear everything.
and I know it's frustrating for those of us who think, oh, why doesn't he just get a hearing aid? But, you know, that's an individual choice. And so if we just kind of know a little bit what we can do to help that person who may be in denial about their hearing loss, I think we'll have a better holiday. And just everyone can kind of join in and make sure Grandma or Grandpa or Aunt Ruth is part of the conversation as much as possible.
Sure. Now, I know I have a list of some tips here for better communication during the holiday that you were able to provide with us. And one of them talks about the amplification of hearing aids that, you know, you kind of have to remember, folks who have hearing aids, it's not just your voice that's being amplified. It's everything around. So if everybody's, you know, watching a ball game or the kids are watching a cartoon or something on TV and it's up too loud, you know, all that kind of stuff gets in the way.
Everything does. We always say turn down that TV, put the captions on if you really have to see what's going on. But a whir of a mixer, opening, shutting doors, everything is just loud, loud, loud. So if you're talking during a time a car is going by on the street, chances are your conversation wasn't caught at that time because everything was louder at that time.
Well, and you may have several conversations going on all in the same room.
As hearing people, we tend to talk over each other, and it's a very accepted part of our culture. And as we are talking over each other, we still can kind of figure out what's going on to the person to our right a little bit, and maybe we'll turn to them later and say, hey, I heard you say, and you might to do that dialogue. But if you've got a hearing loss, you've got to concentrate on just one conversation at a time, and it's really rude if you've got these side conversations going on. But we wouldn't realize that until we had a hearing loss. So I would say just try to monitor that and be very aware that you should have one conversation at a time so that person can concentrate and get the full benefit of what you're saying.
Remember when it used to be that we taught young children that you should not talk when someone else is speaking? That's probably still done, but it just seems like we all grew up in a household of 20. We're all desperate to try to get our two cents in.
And now maybe the fact is don't text while I'm speaking. Maybe that's more a part of our world than don't talk while I'm speaking.
You know, is that something, too? I mean, I know we're not talking about etiquette necessarily, but is that a little bit offensive, though, when you're, you know, we're trying to hold on to conversation, but, you know, we think of multitasking in the workplace as being a great quality to have, but it can be a little offensive if you're trying to hold on a conversation with someone, and in the meantime, you're not making eye contact, you're looking down texting or whatever with a phone or something else?
It's a generational thing. I think we all have to get on board here and accept that this is going to be a part of the new world. For our students, though, we suggest that, because they all come from, most of them come from hearing families, mm-hmm. and the reason why they came up with these tips is because they were tired of going home for gatherings, weekends, summer vacation, and people not being able to interact with them. And they thought, we'll help them be more aware of what we need so we can interact a little bit. And they say texting is a big thing. They'll sit right next to a hearing cousin, and maybe they'll just text on one phone, they'll just type it out, but if they don't want to do the paper and pencil, and what kid does anymore?
Yeah.
It's a fast track to get them online about what's going on.
So it can be a help. Yeah, it can be a help as well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Is it kind of, obviously it's frustrating, but especially with a lot of the students and the folks that you deal with through the Iowa School for the Deaf, when you sit down and you're part of a big group like that, especially at the holidays, and maybe you're having some sort of difficulty following along for different reasons in the conversation and things, do you kind of feel like you're alone in a room?
Our students are not comfortable with being isolated, but they're used to being isolated because people can't communicate with them. And, you know, we just see that. Look at your relatives, and you've seen that. You've seen some of them become more distant, and maybe you'll say, I think Uncle Joe was tired today. Maybe Uncle Joe was tired, or maybe Uncle Joe, he just seems to be, he's not on top of his game. He's losing it. That might be true, but don't discount the fact that he may have a hearing loss, and he's just not catching half of what you're saying, and his responses to you may really be out there just because he's trying to piece that together. So it is a very, I think, lonely time sometimes, and you'll see these folks who have hearing loss go into a quiet room to be by themselves because they just can't make out a thing, and they're being overwhelmed by all that noise.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes when folks aren't exactly like us, if they have a hearing issue to deal with, you know, sometimes we try to talk a little louder, a little slower, or whatever. It's almost like we treat them almost like they're young children, and that's really not necessarily the appropriate way to do it. There are probably better ways to get your point across.
I think especially when we slow down the rate of our natural speaking voice, people feel like we're talking down to them, that we are, discounting their intelligence. And we need to be careful not to do that. They expect a typical rate of speed. Sometimes you might need to lower the pitch, especially high-frequency noises, or high-frequency is the first frequency to drop out as we age, so lower that pitch, but you don't have to slow down, and you don't have to yell. If the person has a better ear, go ahead and use that better ear to speak into. That makes sense. That will help them out.
Well, we've talked about a lot of these tips that are on here, but this last one I've noticed is really one that I think can kind of be misinterpreted some ways, because some folks maybe think they're doing them a favor. I'll just, maybe say something like, they're not following the conversation necessarily, so you'll say something along the lines of, well, that's all right, it wasn't very important, or don't worry, I'll tell you later. And that, while you think maybe you're doing them a favor, that might not be taken that way.
That's probably the number one pet peeve our students have, is when the parents say, oh, I'll tell you later, it wasn't important. And what will happen is, if you wait till later, you may not remember what it was, or perhaps it was a pun that was really critical in the context at the time. It's not funny. The person won't get it out of that context or later. But primarily, you don't want to wait, because even if it was not really that important to the conversation, if you tell that person, oh, I'll just tell you later, they may feel like, oh, I'm not important enough for them to stop the conversation and to fill me in. So it has to do with a self-esteem issue, too. But embrace that opportunity to say, oh, sure, well, we were just saying that, blah, 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 and, boy, this guy over here thought, blah, blah, blah. That's important. You let them in on what was going on at the time, even though that particular phrase was not critical to the conversation.
Yeah, no one wants to get left behind.
That's right. It's just a good parting information, good respect of the person next to you. Yes, I will include you as much as I can.
You bet. Respect is a good way to put that. Well, of course, we're all going to deal with different types of folks as we get together with family and friends here for the holidays, and we may not necessarily be dealing with someone who has a permanent hearing loss, but at some level we'll be dealing with some folks that have some issues with regard to their hearing. So all of these tips help out no matter what kind of a group we're involved in. And Cindy, I thank you very much for helping us out here this holiday season. We hope you and everyone at the Iowa School for the Deaf, your family and friends, all have a great Christmas.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
And we need to listen once again to some words from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Hannah, it's all yours.
Christmas time is a time to count your blessings and enjoy past and present memories with your family and friends. We at Camblin Plumbing and Heating would like to extend holiday greetings from all of their employees and their families. You have allowed us to serve you in many instances to become good friends. We value those friendships dearly. Please celebrate Christmas with your family and friends, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas and God bless all.
Okay, and there's the thought for the day.
And the thought of the day is from Mother Teresa. What can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family.
Wow, I knew if we hung around here long enough, we'd find someone in that family who could read. That wasn't nice at Christmas time, was it? Nice job, Hanna. You're a fourth grader? Mm-hmm. Who's your teacher over at Walnut?
Miss Larson.
Is she a good teacher?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great. Wait, what do you want for Christmas?
An aquarium.
No. Go big. You're on the radio. People can hear this. You've got lots of witnesses. A pony or something big. Huge.
I don't know.
That's good enough? All right. We're good enough. Well, thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Brett, thanks for stopping by and bringing a friend.
Yeah, thanks for letting us in.
And again, my thanks to Cindy Angeroth from the Iowa School for the Deaf for helping us out with some information here. Hey, you go out and have a very Merry Christmas, and may God bless America.